The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, hello there. Yes, this is not Phil, but he's okay. He's in a safe place.
Hey. Did you untied him, didn't you?
I thought you were going to take care of that.
No. I had to clean up all the mess.
Well, I'm sure he's fine. He once told me he'd like to play something different once in a while, so we can do that for him.
Well, we can do that for him. We don't really have a choice. I'm not sure he'll appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay.
We can do this. Shh! Get back in there.
He's going to be trouble, is he?
Yeah, we locked it.
Okay. All right.
We're going to just try to do this. We're some people who came in and really felt like we could do this better. Yeah, the jazz show. Okay. Yeah, I'm a little wrinkled. Ooh.
When you're down.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is dedicated
and you need a helping hand
to Phil Tierney.
And nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know.
I found some really good stuff about music. Did you know during a mid performance in 1994, Ramon Barrero, a Mexican musician famous for playing the world's smallest harmonica, inhaled the harmonica and choked to death.
All you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah. You've got a friend.
I think we're doing a really good job here. Smooth and easy.
Above you should
let
turn
them
dark and
full of
light.
Sing it, Bev.
And that old
I don't know all the words he has.
We can do a jazz show.
You're here together and call my name out loud. Knocking upon my door. You just call up my name.
It's harmony.
And you know
the best.
I am
right there.
I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again.
See you again.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know
you
got a friend?
This one we will.
People
and then we can
be.
This is so good.
Bold.
This is so nice.
They'll
nice
hurt you
and easy.
And desert
nice
you.
And easy.
Well, they'll take your soul if you let them.
Don't you let them.
You just call.
Or I guess you can text.
My name. And you know wherever.
Well, nowadays, you text.
I just got it.
See you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Is this over yet?
Almost. It's so
hey,
good.
Now all you've got to do
everybody's
is
relaxed.
Call.
come.
Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You got a friend. You got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. Got a friend.
Well, and that was James Taylor singing You've Got a Friend right here on WTBR Berkshire Jazz. And I'd like to say that this morning, ironically, coincidentally, I get a text from someone that I know who I sing with, and he said he received a text this morning at 1:30 from James Taylor. No. Who is in Australia.
Really?
And this is true. And I just must say that his roots are here, right in Berkshire County. And you heard it right here on Berkshire Jazz. James Taylor's soothing and melodic voice is unmistakable. His vocal style has become his trademark and has captivated audiences around the world for decades. Yes, sirree, decades. And like I said, resides right here in Berkshire County.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is Berkshire Jazz, brought to you every, time.
Saturday, usually, isn't it? 8, 9 o'clock, something like that.
And Berkshire Jazz is a wonderful show here on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Do you want to know something really sad?
No.
This is during 2015, Taylor Swift earned more than $1 million per day. There's even a Taylor Swift Day.
How did her manager,
December 13th,
finagle all of that?
I don't know. Wasn't she her own manager?
Maybe so. There's a lot of Swifties out there. I hope that she is a bit of a philanthropist.
Oh, a big, big thing.
I don't know much about her, but she has done an amazing thing with her career to get herself known globally.
Super superstar. Are you ready for some more?
Hey, we're going to play you some more smooth jazz and other tunes.
Mostly other.
And here we go. Enjoy.
Oh, now that's my time. I didn't do that.
We're right getting into it right here. I wish we were on the TV right now, because we are jiving. Is jiving generational? Like groovy?
What did you take this morning?
I don't know. I just had my coffee. Oh, yeah.
Did he put something in your coffee?
Oh, yeah. There is a picture.
There's something wrong with
hanging
that.
Over your head. Jimmy McGriff. It's an album, and it says Red Beans, and it's a big album with big kidney beans, not kidneys, kidney beans all over the front of this album. I'll tell you, as I'm looking at that, I'm getting myself a little bit hungry. And I'm talking like this because we got some country western music that we're going to be sharing with you today.
Once we
get our act together and we start doing our stuff, I'll tell you about country. 1 in 5 country music songs refers to alcohol, 1 in 3 to tears, and 1 in 7 to mama. Shh, get back in the box. And I think also when you play a country music song backwards, you get your wife back, you get your dog back, and you get your house back. have some smooth tunes by Mr. Michael Bublé.
I always wanted to say Bubbles.
They have that new soda. It's called soda? Bubbly, but it's Bublé, and he does the commercials.
I've so never had it.
Place. It's very good stuff.
My life and
this
time.
Is such a good song. Now listen to the words, because
does I've it mean something?
It
songs.
Does. It's a sad song.
I have made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching.
Ah, but he misses her.
But we're alone now.
We're no.
Yeah. And I'm singing this song for you.
Just for you.
I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but girl, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. So darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing my song for you. You taught me precious secrets, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better. So if my words don't come together,
Oh, you sounded like my dad.
Listen to the melody.
He had a vibrato like that.
'Cause my love's in there hiding.
Ooh, yeah, Michael Bublé.
Her choice.
Michael Bublé. He and his wife actually met in Argentina, and things started to happen right away.
Ooh.
The sparks started to fly. Everyone told us it was impossible, said Michael. But he told the press their distance made things difficult, but he still loved her.
Aww.
Yes, he did. Haven't Met You Yet is the song that he wrote for her. Love.
Oh.
All about love.
I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life, 'cause you're a friend of mine. Oh, and when my life is
That's
over,
no.
Remember when we were together? We were alone and I was singing my song for you. And when my life is over, remember when we're together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you.
Sure, jazz. Ooh, right here, I'm Lynn.
That jarred. Hey, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, N-N-N-N, B-O-V, B-V, B-E-V, B-O-B.
You're Bev Bob. B-O-B, Bev Bob. Just a minute, I got to go feed Bill. He's getting a little antsy in the trunk. Sorry, Phil. See, he's trying to get out.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Berkshire Jazz is a wonderful show, and we're very proud to be...
I didn't do that.
Ah.
I swear I didn't
little
do that.
Bits of stuff is coming out. Is that our Santana Yambu?
Let it go.
Woo! Yambu!
I did do that, didn't I?
Santana Yambu. Yambu. What's the name of that song? Maybe 1976, maybe 1975, maybe 1973, I went to Tanglewood and saw Santana. It was my first concert I had ever been to, and it was great. We were out on the lawn, and I was, you know, all these people were everywhere, and people were...
Santana can do no wrong.
Oh, it was great. And I was just so excited. Love Santana. And like you and I were talking about, we really love Jethro Tull. With that flute playing. There's just nothing like that. He was just right out of the box. And did you know, Bev, not a single member of the Beatles, as long as we're talking about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Could read or write music. They could not read or write music.
I knew that. Yeah. They couldn't even play their instruments, I guess.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Somebody smarting on the ball.
They just learned by ear.
Did you know the longest song to reach number one on the Billboard charts on LP was I'd Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was good. How long was that song?
I don't know, but the shortest one was Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Have you heard of them?
No.
I haven't either.
But that's okay. Somebody has.
Somebody has out there. And
Yeah,
you know what you know that you know, and we don't know. Yeah. But Meatloaf.
Somebody knows.
Meatloaf had some good stuff.
Meatloaf was good, and you didn't... No, I can't go any further with that name. I don't know why he's called himself food, but...
I don't either, but I like Meatloaf. I like putting all kinds of things, and remember, you heard that here, right on Berkshire Jazz. Meatloaf with everything in it, vegetables, meat, and loaf.
The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria, 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 Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a song can be. Almost like praying.
I can go there as well.
I'll never stop saying, Maria.
Tell us a little bit about them. Who are they?
I don't know.
Il Volo.
Oh, Il. Yeah, they're an Italian group. They are.
They're Italian.
Yeah. they've been playing together for a couple of years now, quite a bit. They've been on all the talent shows and everything else.
Yes.
And they do We Are Love, Questo Amore, Angel, oh. Little Things, and they have this wonderful Italian sound to their voices, and they're handsome guys.
Oh, they are handsome, and that accent.
That does it. That kills me.
Oh, yeah, that accent. And that was from the movie West Side Story, that song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And interestingly, Natalie Wood, who played Maria.
I saw that.
In the movie, did not sing.
She didn't sing
she
that?
She did not sing.
That was not her
It was
singing?
The most amazing lip syncing ever.
You just, no.
If you watch that and you see her, you cannot, and I've seen that movie, I bet I've seen it 50 times, you cannot tell Natalie Wood is lip-syncing.
Oh.
Beautiful job.
I swore that was
I
her.
I know, and I don't know who, I didn't look up who the woman was who sang for her, but we were happy to play that for you on Berkshire Jazz, WTBR 89.7 FM.
Have you ever wanted to be a disc jockey?
I like horses.
No. Just, yeah, right. Okay. The term was first used in 1937. Music's been around a lot longer than that, but disc jockey was that, and then they knew it was a disc.
Yeah.
The D-I-S-C.
D-I-S-C.
Uh-huh.
Didn't they spell it D-I-S-K?
No,
they didn't.
I don't know.
And back then, were they 78s? You know
there
how they
were
had
78s, yeah, and there were...
And there were, what are the larger ones? The 78 was the thicker one, and it was a 45.
The 78 was a huge one.
What was the bigger one?
No, that's the biggest.
LP, 78 was the biggest?
I think so. There's like the 38 or something.
Or
what is, what's the little one?
The 45, the little one's
45, yeah.
And then 78 was the thicker one, right? Or was that the bigger one?
I don't think they were thicker. They were just bigger.
I don't, and we're not even going to tell people to email us because this is Berkshire Jazz.
Yeah, this
and,
is not the same
If you
program.
Need to call the station and talk to us about Berkshire Jazz, you won't talk to us, but you can talk to someone. But, yeah, they had vinyl records, for those of you who aren't from that generation of vinyl. But vinyl is coming back. I know a lot of people are buying vinyl, buying used vinyl, and buying record players.
Oh, my daughter bought one. She's having the ball with it.
I'll bet. And the sound is different. It's very, very different.
So
makes
are
you
we.
Realize what you have, what we in this generation heard back then on our records with a little needle.
Okay.
That
okay.
helped us.
Uh huh.
Because we couldn't hear music without the little needle. Remember that little needle?
They stopped making them for a long time.
They must be making them now.
Yes.
And remember the little needle would get a little bit of dust stuck on it?
Kidding, kidding.
Yeah.
Kidding.
And then you'd have to pick it up and very carefully you'd have to pull that little piece of dust off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you just said, you get a little chip in your album.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Happy birth, happy birth, happy birth, happy birth, happy birth.
Ariana Grande, who was born in 1993.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's
what
a puppy.
A baby. Okay. Was the first person in history, to have the lead single from each of her first three albums debut in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100.
Hard to believe.
Has anybody done it since?
I don't know, but it's hard to believe she was the first when you have people like Elvis and Michael Jackson and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Unfortunately, we don't have any Jackson or...
We don't.
No.
There's a movie out, MJ.
Is there?
Yeah, a movie or a play? No, I'm sorry, it's a play. I think it's on Broadway. Tickets are high.
I imagine they would be.
But we saw a Michael Jackson impersonator when we went, I don't know, somewhere.
Oh, I was going to say, you did not in person.
No, but this impersonator was really good, really good. There are some amazing Michael Jackson impersonators, and I just love the dancing part.
I wanted some Elvis. We ain't got no Elvis, but that's okay. We just going to play something else if you don't mind listening to it.
Oh, I wish we had some Elvis myself.
Finland, 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 that's the country for me.
Finland is the country where we dance. Finland is the country where we play. Here in Finland, boy and girl can find a true romance in traditional Scandinavian way.
Shit, shit.
Slip and slap away.
Slip, slap.
Slap away all day.
Slip, slap.
You simply can't go wrong.
In traditional fish slapping song.
Fish slapping.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I quite want to be.
Pony trekking.
Or camping.
Or just watching TV. Finland, Finland, Finland. That's the country for me.
So that is the fish slapping song from the play Spamalot.
Uh-huh.
And it's the fish slapping song. And a long time ago, I was in a show and we did this and we did a dance as well, the whole cast. And we had potholders, big long potholders that were fish. And we had these little Finland outfits on with the little hats. And we did the fish slapping dance.
Did you slap each other?
Slapped each other with the potholder. It was so much fun. So that is the
fish slapping. Is there a film of that somewhere
slapping.
We can look up?
You know, I don't know if there's a movie of Spamalot, because I think Spamalot might still be on stage.
Yeah, but I want to see the one where you're slapping fish.
The fish slapping. We do. We have that filmed. We do.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we have CDs of all of our shows that
we gotta
I never watch. But I should, if I find that, I will give that to you.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Support for closed captioning on PCTV is brought to you by the Feigenbaum Foundation, with additional support from the Pittsfield Commission on Disabilities.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
WTBR.
Are we doing another? Well, here, let's do a little... The first and only band to play in all seven continents was, guess who? Metallica.
Oh.
Isn't that something? The very first one. And I think here's another tune from Spamalot, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to stay in the mood, or are we moving on to another wonderful song here on Berkshire Jazz?
Well, I'll press play.
We just want to make sure that you know that Phil Tierney is alive and well. Just detained. Very much detained.
You keep doing that.
Leo Fender. He was the founder of the iconic electric guitar and bass brand Fender and a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. And Fender never learned to play either instrument. It's amazing.
I think Spamalot... Bit the spam.
it don't wanna.
Well, maybe when we take a break, we can check that out. But spam. I've never had spam. We've talked about spam.
Oh, I have.
And other things that we've done.
You've never had spam.
No.
No, I don't believe you.
No, I have not. I've had deviled ham in a can, mixed it with mayo and relish, but I've never had spam. That I know people fry spam. Barry Manilow is a singer that I loved. I saw him in Tanglewood. He did an amazing job, brought a Las Vegas show to Tanglewood. And interestingly, the song I write the songs that he sang, he did not write. I write the songs. He just sang it. But he did write, My Baloney Has a First Name, It's O-S-E-A-R, My Baloney Has a Second Name, It's M-A-Y-E-R, Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, Oscar Mayer has a way of B-O-L-O-G-N-A, and he sang my Band-Aid, the Band-Aid song. What was the Band-Aid song?
Oh.
Band-Aids, my Band-Aid won't stick on me.
Finland.
This is, we're going to fish slap again.
No, well, it's not the same
we're
one.
We're fish slapping. Yes, so we're fish slapping.
I was trying.
That because we had a request. That's because we had a request from a call-in listener. Don't call in because this is a recorded show. And on we go to Spamalot, the song that goes like this.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft.
You should see her. You should see her. She's miming it. She's throwing kisses. She's doing all that. She's played this before. This is her choice.
Goes like this. Where is it? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Now we can go straight into the middle eight.
a bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace,
and then we change the key.
Now we're in 2 weeks.
It's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this.
It is. Yes, it is.
I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing a song that goes like this.
Ow. I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is too long.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God! Damn it! We'll be singing this till dawn.
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Now, that's a song from Spamalot. That's the song that goes like this. Did you know?
I am not going to be able to finish this program.
Oh, yes, you are. You're doing a great job.
Okay.
Especially since this is our first time
I know.
Berkshire Jazz. In light that Phil Tierney is unavailable, Phil.
I'm going to let him out.
We talked about Leo Fender, but did we talk about that we think musicians are really loaded? Well, I mean with money.
Okay.
For every $1,000 of music sold, the average musician makes, how much do you think, Bev?
For each album?
Each $1,000 of music sold, how much do you think the average musician makes out of that
$1,000? $2,000?
$23.40.
What?
Yeah, that's why they want to sell lots and lots.
That's all?
Yes, they make...
Oh, I thought it would definitely be more,
more
than...
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Bohemian Rhapsody, which we don't have, by Freddie Mercury, plays on the very... Freddie Mercury plays on the very same piano used by Paul McCartney in Hey Jude.
Really?
Yeah, same
now that's,
piano.
That's fun.
Okay.
The British anthem was performed the most times in a single performance in 1909, before my time, while waiting for King Edward VII, who was getting dressed. A German band played the anthem 17 times.
17 times?
Oh, in the
Are
same.
You kind of feeling that right now? That you... may have to play the same song in here 17 times?
No.
Our break?
No.
Or after our break?
I don't know which one I'm
Do
playing.
We take a break? Loud music causes you to drink more in less time. The good news about this fact is you can bring your own BYOB and not overdrink.
Bring your own bed.
Bring your own booze.
Bring your own boy.
And we're not here to make you pay. So turn it up as loud as you want. You can turn it up. And music is physically good for your heart. So today, you and I have good hearts.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. And Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
I'm so happy for her.
And Mama,
oh Mama,
you've always said, Mama, better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen.
That was Wynonna and her mama. And Wynonna Judd lost her mama, which was so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. What was her name? Natalie? Was her name Natalie? Natalie Judd? I don't think so, but I love Wynonna's voice. I love that deeper.
That is sacrilege that we cannot remember her name.
Deeper. Naomi? It's Naomi.
Naomi.
Not Natalie. Naomi Judd was her mom. And that deeper, smooth country voice, which is perfect for Berkshire jazz, playing the country music and the fish slapping song.
You're a weird person. You know that, Lynn? You really are. You have weird taste.
The song with the longest title has 29 words.
The song with the longest, what is it?
It's Hoagy Carmichael's 1943. I'm a cranky old Yank in a clanky old tank on the streets of Yokohama with my Honolulu mama doing those beato flat on my cedo Hirohito blues. You heard that right here.
Have you ever heard the song itself?
I think I just did.
Oh,
Hoagy Carmichael. I have heard of Hoagy Carmichael.
Yeah.
Don't know any songs by him, but that's one.
Well, anyway.
And that was a song brought to you by Bev Prentice, and the title is Anyway. Listen to the crowd.
Okay. The sad thing about music, during the 2010s, 40 billion That's not million, that's billion songs were downloaded illegally every year. That was approximately 90% of all music streaming.
Wow.
And they only get cents on the dollar.
I know, and they lose all of that.
That is just wrong.
It's like, remember when people were pirating movies?
Yeah.
They'd actually go into the theater with a movie camera.
Yeah.
And they'd stream that or sell that or whatever they did.
And they'd hide it real quick if the usher came by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Music, along with painting and poetry, literature, architecture, was an Olympic event from 1912 to 1948.
Ooh.
Painting, poetry, literature, architecture.
Olympic
event. I never knew that.
Well, how?
I wonder who got the gold medal.
Well, I never heard of it. I'd love to know more.
I would. 1912, 1948. Google that, people.
Yes.
That's me. That's the wind blowing through the room. Because Phil tried to get out. And here we go.
Maybe. These are acting weird.
It's weird in here. It's the ghost of Phil. But he's alive and well.
He's safe.
2001 study found that cows produce more milk when they're listening to relaxing music. Relaxtic. Music. So cows listen to music. Hey, yeah.
Sings the blues.
This is my all-time favorite.
This woman.
She's got them bad.
Billie Holiday.
Perfect
she
woman.
She feels so sad.
I'd love to sing like her.
Wants the world to know just what her blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her sad, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what her blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you get a bad start, you and your man have to part. I ain't gonna just sit around and cry, and I know I won't die because I love him. Got a man, she feels so sad, but now the world will know she's never gonna sing 'em no more. No.
Billie Holiday, she auditioned to be a dancer and ended up a singer. In 1932, desperate for money, Holiday, just 16 years old, decided to pound the pavement in Harlem to scare up some quick cash. One day, we were so hungry, we could barely breathe, she once recalled. It was cold as all hell, and I walked from 145th Street to 133rd Street, going in every joint, trying to find work. I stopped in the Log Cabin Club run by Jerry Preston, and I told him I was a dancer. He said to dance. I tried it. He said I stunk. I told him I could sing, and he said, sing. Over in the corner was an old guy playing the piano. He struck Trablin, and I sang. The customers stopped drinking. They turned around, and they watched. The pianist swung into Body and Soul. Jeez, you should have seen those people. All of them started crying. Preston came over, shook his head, and said, all right, kid, you win.
Wow.
Now, have you ever seen the movie with Diana Ross?
Yes.
She should have gotten an award for that performance.
I think so. I think so.
I don't believe she did.
Was it a gardenia that she always wore?
Yes. And Diana Ross did amazing in that movie. That was a really, really good movie. Very sad ending for mm-hmm. Billie Holiday. But what a singer. What a singer.
And after you hear the pleasures of the blues lady of them all, mm-hmm. listen to this.
I hope it's ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Give me all your love and kisses.
And that was a slow fade. Was that ZZ Top?
That was ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. Do you know that that band rose to fame in the 1970s?
Really?
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah? With their blend of bluesy rock and roll and southern rock.
They so
had,
good.
They had their album Tres Hombre.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Tres Hombre? Do you pronounce the S? T-R-E-S?
I would say with the S.
It was released in 1973, and it had a huge commercial success and helped solidify their place in the music industry. They also have an album called Fandango, Eliminator, After Bernie.
Yeah, yeah.
After Burner. ZZ Top has sold over 50 million albums worldwide, making them one of the best-selling bands of all time.
And I think it was all a mistake in the beginning, but I can't be sure.
What?
That they became a band.
Oh, you mean when they got together?
Uh-huh.
It was just accidental.
I don't know.
That's a cool story it's true.
Yeah, I'll have you to know, look it up.
They have a song called TV Dinners.
They do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
It's great.
And so, even though we don't have any Elvis music here, no. I do have some Elvis information.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite collectibles, believe it or not, were official badges. He collected police badges in almost every city he performed in. And not only that, he was an avid gun collector. His collection of 40 weapons included M16s and a Thompson submachine gun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah.
Now, I've been to the mansion. I don't remember. There may have been a collection there of guns and buttons that I just don't remember.
A machine gun.
But a machine gun?
A submachine gun.
But, you know, maybe it was just a collection. Like, people collect typewriters and they don't type on them.
My brain just fried.
What did I do?
A study found that music, classical music in particular, can help make plants grow faster.
If you sing to them, they will too.
If you sing to them.
As long as you keep in tune.
Yeah, what if you don't?
Well, they probably wilt.
You think? Honey, I'll have him go sing to my plants and we'll see what happens.
Had to hear this sooner or later, didn't you?
This is that Italian song. We love songs from Italy.
I was cheated by you.
Oh, it's not.
You know when.
No.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. Mamma mia, it is Italian. Mamma,
how can I resist ya?
Mamma mia,
does it show again? My, just how much I missed ya.
Yes, I've been broken hearted. Ooh, since the day we parted.
Why did I ever let you go? Mamma mia, now I really know. My,
get back. Phil, what are you doing with that? No.
Stop it.
We were only pretending. We'll give it back. I promise.
You can do it next week.
Help.
Oh, Phil.
You did it.
He's on the attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle of that Italian song. Mamma mia.
We're sorry.
we're so sorry.
But you know.
But we'd do it again.
Yeah.